You are welcome to the reading of the Game Changer for National Transformation book. Thank you for listening.
Chapter number one. This chapter title, The Change Nigeria Needs. Somebody told me, we do not want a political change. The Nigerian people needs a real life transformative change. In the same vein, this book is not a treatise prepared to eulogize any single person, entity, or political party. It is prepared with the aim of eliciting an inclusive form in which you become the major player. It is written to prepare you for the great assignment which only you can carry out in the making of the new Nigeria, which we all desire. The nation, Nigeria, is on a crossroad. The leadership and citizens together are confused and lost as to what next to do to bring about succor to the people. The leaders are confused, so the people. We have tried several and diverse strategies, all to no avail. Policies have been formulated, rules made, projects executed, ideologies shared, and policies implemented. Yet without achieving much respite. The truth is evident in this. Taking over the reign of governance from the colonial master has not made our lot better. The relics are out there to prove the point. Hindsight. When the colonial masters ruled their citizens back in their native land, they ruled with different strategies, principles, and mindset. They sold us inverted principles, strategies, and mindsets that made us fight, squabble, and get ourselves corrupted on naughtiness. They gave us a false version of governance and government. The government becomes the little god we were all called to serve. Government is a figment of imagination which takes its strength from whatever we imagine it to be. The bigger we make the government, the weaker the society becomes. The more we depend on the government, the more regressive we will become. This is why Nigeria and many of the colonized nations are where they are today. We depend overly on the government. Too much dependence on others disempowers. If we believe we have to wait on the government for virtually everything, we are likely not going to succeed or make much meaning out of life. Deliberately or not, we have been programmed to think in a certain way. Our creative power has been taken away. Our resilience and strength to strive have been subdued on the altar of government. When you think someone else is there to carry your burden, you cripple the development of your own capability over time. As long as we make the government the little god that sees to our welfare, determines our fate, and solves most of our life problems, we are in trouble. I'm not talking about the government being the problem in the general term. Instead, I'm talking about the perception and imagery of government and governance. The perception of a shadow and the image itself are two different things. If we are frightened out of proportion, we can make a ghost out of a shadow. In reality, a shadow is not synonymous to a ghost. It is a perception issue. The perception of government and governance in Nigeria has contributed to why we are where we are today. Government is neither good nor bad. It is what we make of it that is important.
Thank you for listening to this tape. For further information, check us on www.thegamechangerproject.org. Thank you.